My name is Kenny DeShields. I am 34 years old, and I am a musician. I come from a musical family, just like a lot of other artists. My mom plays piano, and we were always singing in church or different groups, choirs throughout the years, took piano lessons, voice lessons, dance lessons, all of that stuff. And always knew that I wanted to do music and perform for a living. Took a while to get there to do it professionally, but now for about a month now, I've been doing that professionally as an artist in residence at The Crossing, where I'm able to be a part of the music and the worship team culture there, but also able to travel and do music full time. I call mine Soulternative, which is kind of a hybrid of a John Mayer, John Legend mixed, and then kind of a country rock soul.
You called your music, you know, Soulternative, and I've seen that kind of language used in some of your promo materials and stuff like that. How do you think you came to really be working in that sound?
Soul music has always been a major part of me, and I think a lot of that comes from my gospel roots and growing up in the Deep South. But then when Music Soul Child came out a few years, well, I guess about around 2000 or so, from the hair, his clothes, everything, I was just like, this is it. I love this sound. I love this vibe. I love this feel. Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, Dwele, all of those types of artists, D'Angelo, I love the sound that they brought. Because it bordered, just like some guys back in the day with Marvin Gaye and the Curtis Mayfield sound, they had this this churchy sound, but it also had like this rootsy kind of feel to it. So that's always been a big part of me. But over the past 8 years or so, I've had friends who introduced me to alternative rock, screamo, punk, folk music, you know, and so it's just like, rather than be all over the board, I was like, Soulternative was kind of like a good mixture of the two. It has this soulful vibe, but it has this alternative edge to it.
The song that you actually performed and sent in for the Tiny Desk concert, what's the story behind that particular song?
That's When You Love is the song we submitted for the Tiny Desk contest, and it actually came out of a tough situation. A good friend of mine who was helping me in the early stages of developing my music and kind of was going to shows with me, doing roadie stuff, all that kind of stuff. He and I had just a really big falling out where we just, you know, end up stopped talking and being friends. And I'm a real relational person. So it's just like, you know, that kind of really, you know, hurt to kind of go through that. And one day I was actually at my keyboard and I heard, you know, God just tell me, it's just like, you need to go apologize to him. And I'm like, what? I was like, I didn't do anything. And so I kind of, you know, complained about it. And he just kind of just left it there. But then all of a sudden, like, I went to sleep. This was, like, maybe 2 o'clock in the morning, and I started hearing the music. Occasionally, where I'll hear songs or lyrics in my dreams and stuff. And I got up, and I immediately went to the keyboard and started working on the song. And the hook of it actually just came to me. And I spent, like, from 2 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the morning finishing the song. And we're finishing a major part of the song. And within the next year, I finished the entire song. And I always love to give the update to that story. Last year, that buddy of mine, we were actually able to reconnect and, you know, ask for forgiveness from one another for, you know, just falling out over stupid stuff. And now we're friends again. So it's come around full circle.
You're here in St. Louis at the moment. You said you were growing up in the Deep South. But what do you think the city has done to kind of help shape your sound?
So I grew up in Moss Point, Mississippi, and loved it. Loved my family, loved the Southern hospitality and just the culture and everything there. But I always knew that there was a much bigger world out there. And at times I felt like a fish, you know, out of water growing up. And so I was like, I had dreams of moving to New York City and was going to do, you know, music and stuff there. But St. Louis was kind of like, I think, a good next step place because I was able to kind of really just see the tremendous amount of talent that is in this city, not only musically, but artistically and the community development and just the passion of the people here. And I've met so many great people and been surrounded by them. And so it's been like real iron sharpens iron where, you know, just different ideas and people haven't been afraid to try things or being even afraid to fail. And so that's kind of given me courage to be myself and to help others be themselves. And that has, I think, exploded into terms of not only wanting to do this, you know, professionally, but just wanting to help other people see their dreams become reality. And I think St. Louis is a safe place for that to happen. We have people that come from all over the world that are here in our city, and they bring all of that here. And so that has, you know, impacted me in just a really special way.